But Metzia Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey V'chein Shnei Kelim. This is a extension of the previous Mishnah. Two people were mafkid by an innkeeper or by a storekeeper. Kelim. One of them was a kli that's worth a mana. One is worth 1,000. Ze'oy me'yofi shali. He says the nicer one is mine. Ze'oy me'yofi shali. It's interesting, by the way, in the case, the same discrepancy before, the numbers were 100 and 200. Over here, one number is 100 and one number is 1,000. Perhaps the nafkamina is pashut in mitzias. Sums of money are usually not going to be so wildly disparate. 100, 200, he handed him two bills, he handed him one. He handed him two shiny coins, he handed him one. Okay. By kelim, the difference is usually going to be this kli was fake and this kli was real. This was real gold and this is an imitation. The difference in price between the imitation and the real thing is not 1 to 2, it's more like 1 to 10. So that's why the Mishnah chooses these numbers, mona and elef. Noisin is hakotn lechemem. What do you do? And over here, you don't have recourse to give $100 to one and $100 to the other because you're talking about kelim. So how could I give the kli hakotn to either one? Maybe it's not his. How could I give the kli hagadol to either one? It's not his. So what do you do? Noisin is hakotn lechem mehem. You have no choice. You give the kli cotton, which is worth 100. Mitoicha gadol noisin to make cotton l'sheni. You're going to have to sell off the gadol. Turn it into dollars, give 100 to make cotton l'shem to the second one, and the other 800, sorry, the other 900, hashaye munachat shiovi elio. You do the same thing? Om Rabbi Yossi says, and Cain, the same idea, my hifsid arame lakol yemunachat shiovi elio. The chiddush in this case, of course, is that the Tanakama is not an optimal solution, because you have to sell the second kli. The guy who has the kli that's Yofim Elif, doesn't want to sell it. Mechadesi, you should do such a thing. On the other hand, if you'd say only this case, you'd say, here's where Rabbi Yossi says his din, Hakol Yehemunach, because Mechadesi sell the bigger Kli. Hashem, in the case before, what do you gain? 100, 100, and save the third 100. So, that's why the Mishnah has to say both cases. Mishnah Vov, HaMafkid Peris Etzel Chaveroi. If Reuven is Mafkid Peris Etzel Chaveroi, so what does he have to do? He has to watch it. How well does he have to watch it? Shem Echinam, Shem Esocher. Okay. Afilu hein avudin, the Mishnah says, even if they're spoiling, he leaves it by him, it's there a week, 2 weeks, the stuff is going bad. Lo yiga bahem. Chiddush. What would you say in Svara? Hilchas hashav saveda, which means looking out, taking a cries for somebody's moment. L'chayru would demand, take the barrel of fruit while it's worth $100 and sell it before it rots and it turns into being worth only 25. The chiddush of the Tanakama over here is what the Gemara calls Adam Roitze Bekav Shaloi Yoise Mitisha Kama Shal Chaveri. He would take the 25 that he bought, that he chose, that he planted, that he grew, that he developed, more than the 100 of somebody else. Interesting klal. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leiman, no. Moichim Bifnei Bezdin. You can't sell it by himself. There's a takona. That when you're liquidating somebody else's chefetz, even for a good reason, it has to be done with oversight. The din over here is that it has to be sold b'fnei bezdin. This is what he's responsible to do because he's saving money, like we said, for another yid.